Hello, friends. Welcome to Studio Classroom. My name is Rebecca. Thank you for joining us here on Studio Classroom. Are you a big music fan? Well, what kind of music do you enjoy listening to? Classical, Christian, rock, or do you prefer country music? Well, I hope you like country music because in today's lesson, we'll be talking about country music. Well, at least an element of country music. The title of our lesson is Happy 90th Birthday to the Grand Old Opry. Wow, that sounds like a pretty cool lesson, doesn't it? We are going to be talking about the Grand Ole Opry and, of course, tremendous growth. What kind of tremendous growth? You are just going to have to find out. So, friends, open up your magazines and let's get started.
Happy 90th birthday to the Grand Ole Opry. Celebrating the legendary radio show that made country music famous. On November 28, 1925, no one anticipated the enormous success that awaited a small country music program making its radio debut. Yet, the Grand Ole Opry would become an international phenomenon, and 90 years later, it is considered to be country's most famous stage. Opry's history is a glimpse into country music, its artists, and its evolution. Tremendous growth. In 1925, the show featuring local musicians was broadcast live from a Nashville, Tennessee radio station. Some area leaders disliked the show because they preferred a more cultured image for their city.
Hi, welcome to Language Lab. 今天的第一个重点，我们看 evolution 这个名词。V-O-L-U-T 这个字根有滚或卷的意思，所以 evolution 是指演化、演变或者是发展。例如 nuclear families are the products of social evolution， 核心家庭是社会演化的产物，或者是 the movie talked about the evolution of the music industry in the 70s， 这部电影讲述70年代音乐工业的演变。它的动词是 evolve, E-V-O-L-V-E, 例如 This tiny company evolved into an international enterprise. 这家小公司后来演变成一个国际企业。接下来我们看的是 cultured, 这个形容词。cultured 本来是 culture, 培养这个动词的过去分词。当形容词是指有文化的或者是有教养的。例如 He's a cultured man who has very elegant taste.他是一个有文化素养的人，有高雅的品味，或者是 her cultured manner attracted my attention， 他优雅的举止吸引了我的注意。cultured 也指养殖的，例如 cultured pearls 是指养殖的珍珠。
So Gabe, we have a lesson all about music. So tell me, what is your favorite type of music?
Well, I've said it before and I'm glad to say it again. I love jazz. All kinds of jazz. I also like alternative rock and even some rock and roll. Rebecca, what about you? What is your favorite kind of music?
I like classical music, but my all-time favorite is definitely Celtic music. And you know, I really enjoy listening to Christian music.I enjoy playing Christian music as well.
Yes, you are a very gifted piano player. Well, friends, what is your favorite kind of music? I know this is a question you already have on your mind. And today we're especially looking at country music. Happy 90th birthday to the Grand Ole Opry. Grand Ole Opry?
I think they're trying to say Grand Old Opry.
Old. Okay, yeah. Good. I can see how old comes from the word old. What about Opry? Is there a word that it's supposed to kind of sound like?
Gabe, opera.
Oh, opera!
Opera, of course. The grand old opera.
Okay, but of course, if you're in this part of the country, you would just call this place the Grand Ole Opry. Actually, that's the official name. This is the Grand Ole Opry, and yes, it is very famous in Tennessee.
Mm-hmm.
While celebrating the legendary radio show that made country music famous. So it's not just famous in Tennessee. This place, the Grand Ole Opry, made country music famous.
That's right. And actually, Gabe, you brought up such a great phrase that I think is very useful for people who are learning English. And that is to make something famous. So you said that our lesson says this radio show made country music famous. And if something is famous, that means lots and lots and lots of people know about this thing.
So how did these things become famous, right? How
mm-hmm.
did the Grand Ole Opry become famous? That's what we're going to be discussing in our lesson. But what else is famous? Who else is famous? Justin Bieber, right? YouTube made Justin Bieber famous. Or you could say The Hunger Games made Jennifer Lawrence famous. Those are just a couple of examples.
Excellent examples, Gabe. Or you could also say the movie Anne of Green Gables made the island, Prince Edward Island, famous.
Hmm.
Or even Michael Flatley made Irish dancing quite famous. Or you could say that in general, mm-hmm. river dancing made Irish dancing famous.
That's right. Well, friends, think of other ways to use this phrase. Well, do you know what time it is, Rebecca?
It's twin time!
Yes, you see a word there in this sentence, legendary. Let's talk about that legendary word.
Legendary.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to A Closer Look, Twin Time. I'm your teacher, Christina, and I'm your teacher, Serena. Today, we are going to take a closer look at the word legendary. Legendary is an adjective, and it means to be extremely famous. Here's our sentence for today. Celebrating the legendary radio show that made country music famous. Because the radio show made country music famous, the radio show is extremely well known. Now let's take a look at an example sentence. This bakery is legendary for their homemade pies. The bakery is very famous for their pies. Let's take a look at a different meaning for legendary. Legendary can also be used when referring to a story. Stories that are not usually true, but about a historical event or person is called a legend. That's where the word legendary comes from. Right. Here's an example sentence using the word legendary. Robin Hood is my favorite legendary character. I haven't read too many legends, but I am familiar with the story of Robin Hood. Robin Hood was a man who stole from the rich and gave to the poor. Have you read the story of Robin Hood? He is my favorite legendary character. Well, that's all for today. We'll see you next time.
Thank you, ladies. Well, we read right here in our lesson on November 28th, 1925. No one anticipated the enormous success that awaited a small country music program making its radio debut. Of course not. Who would have guessed way back then that this radio station would actually grow?
That's right. And a debut, of course, is the first time something happens or is performed, right? Well, this is a good idea. It's an interesting idea. A lot of things begin this way. They're not famous at first, of course. It starts out as something small, but then it grows into something that becomes really famous. Well, we continue, yet the Grand Ole Opry would become an international phenomenon, and 90 years later, it is considered to be country's most famous stage.
Hmm.
Well, a phenomenon is something that you can observe, you can kind of see it unfolding before your eyes, And country's most famous stage, that just refers to country music's most famous stage.
That's right. And we read right here, Opry's history is a glimpse into country music, its artists, and its evolution. And we just read that word glimpse into. We want to take a glimpse into this word glimpse.
Yes, we do. And you learned a phrase earlier this month, a look into something. A glimpse is also a look. So this phrase could also mean an understanding of something. You're getting a better understanding of country music, its artists, and its evolution.
That's right. And I've got a good example for you all. Are you ready?
All right, Rebecca, go for it.
Okay. And I know I talk about this city a lot, but if you go to Williamsburg, you can get a glimpse of what life was like back in the 1700s because people are dressed in character. You'll hear music from the 1700s. You get a glimpse.
Yes, and I've been there. It's pretty cool in Williamsburg, Virginia. Well, speaking of interesting things that you can get a glimpse of, you could say at this museum, you can get a glimpse of art from the 20th century. You can get an understanding of the kind of art from the 20th century or other centuries as well.
Mm-hmm. And of course, we're talking about the Grand Ole Opry. Opry's history is a glimpse into country music, its artists, and its evolution. And then we read tremendous growth. In 1925, the show featuring local musicians was broadcast live from a Nashville, Tennessee radio station. That's kind of interesting.
Okay, so it was a radio show, and some area leaders disliked the show because they preferred a more cultured image for their city. So I guess they didn't think country music was that cultured. Well, friends, we do have more to learn about this, so stay tuned.
And welcome back to Studio Classroom. We are talking about the Grand Ole Opry. You know, I think my grandma would have loved going to the Grand Ole Opry. You know why? She loved country music. What about you, friends? Do you like country music? If so, I'm sure you would enjoy going to the Grand Ole Opry. Well, let's continue learning about the Grand Ole Opry.
Happy 90th birthday to the Grand Ole Opry. Listeners, though, related to the realistic themes inherent in country music. The Grand Ole Opry's popularity grew, and people began stopping by to watch the musicians perform. Before long, the audience had outgrown the radio station, prompting a move to a new location. By the 1930s, families across the United States were gathering around their radios for their favorite Saturday night broadcast, which had expanded to 4 hours of live performances. Within 10 years, only one Nashville venue was large enough to hold Opry audiences, and in 1943, the Grand Ole Opry made Ryman Auditorium its home.
OK, 接下来我们看的是 inherent 这个形容词 H-E-R-E 这个字根有粘着的意思，所以 inherent 是指固有的或者是与生俱来的。例如 there are inherent risks in any form of investment， 任何形式的投资都具有风险，或者是 Elisa's marital problems are due to her inherent distrust of men， Elisa 的婚姻问题是由于她天生对于男性的不信任。最后我们看的是 auditorium 这个名词， AUDI 这个字根有听的意思，所以 auditorium 是指音乐厅或者是礼堂。例如 the band concert will be held in a newly renovated auditorium， 这支乐团的演唱会会在最新刚整修好的音乐厅举行。 Auditorium 也指戏院里面的观众席，例如 eating and drinking are prohibited in the auditorium. 观众席禁止饮食。And now let's get back to our teachers.
Thank you, Michelle. We're learning about the Grand Ole Opry and how it grew here. And we also see a word outgrown. This idea of growing or outgrowing. What does it mean to outgrow something, Rebecca?
Well, if you outgrow something, that just means that you are too large for something. And I often think about clothes when I think about the word outgrow. For example, my niece has outgrown all of her clothes. Time to go shopping.
And our lesson says that the audience had outgrown the radio station. Mm-hmm. That means the audience got so big that the radio station was too small for them. Mm-hmm. Well, our lesson title is Happy 90th Birthday. What do the guys have to say about happy birthday in the info cloud?
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to me.
If today is your birthday, then happy birthday. Now, Steve and I would like to sing for you the most frequently sung English song in the whole world. Happy birthday to you. But sorry, we can't.
Sorry, everybody. You see, even though Happy Birthday to You was written way back in the 1890s, it's still not in the public domain yet, which means it's illegal to sing the song in public without permission from the copyright holder.
And getting permission costs big money, thousands of dollars for a single use. That's why you rarely hear the song sung in movies or on TV shows.
Yes. Now, restaurant employees aren't allowed to sing the song to customers either, because technically, restaurants are public places.
And so many restaurant chains have created their own happy birthday song to avoid paying the expensive licensing fee.
Okay, in Europe, copyright protection lasts for the life of the composer plus 70 years. Now, since the last co-author of the song died back in 1946, you'll be able to sing Happy Birthday to You in the streets of Paris and Berlin for free starting next year. But if you're in the U.S. where copyright laws are different, you'll have to wait until 2030.
如果有庆生活动，一定都会有蛋糕、唱生日快乐歌。但是在国外，如果你是在外面的餐厅庆生，寿星可能会有一些小小的优惠，而且店员们会围绕在你旁边唱歌祝贺。不过 ，Happy Birthday to You 这一首从小耳熟能详的曲子却不会在餐厅里面听到，原因很简单，这是 copyright 版权的问题。没错，这首全世界最多人会唱的英文歌曲并不能够在 public domain 公共领域播放或是演出，这也是为什么我们很少会在电影或电视节目里听到 Happy Birthday to You。 那这个版权的有效期是多久呢？在欧洲是到2016年，而在美国要到2030年版权才会失效。这就是今天的 Info Cloud， 我们下次云端见。
Thanks, guys. We see in the last sentence of today's lesson, in 1943, the Grand Ole Opry made its home, or made Ryman Auditorium its home. When you make something your home, that means maybe you didn't live there before, but now it is the main placeWhere you are. So the Grand Ole Opry is mainly at the Ryman Auditorium. That's its home.
That's right. Well, right now, friends, it's time for us to check out the SC Challenge. Let's do it.
Yes.
It is once again time for the SC Challenge, and I know that you all are very excited, and we have two very excited contestants today. We have Ben over here.
Hey, hi everyone.
And we have Jeffrey.
Hello.
And you guys look so excited, aren't you?
I'm very excited.
Oh,
oh yeah, this is going to be great.
And of course, we have Gabe over there with the words that you get to choose from. Debut, evolution, inherent, and of course, auditorium. I'm going to read a sentence, a couple of sentences, and you need to fill in the blanks. And of course, these words are from today's lesson. Well, let's get started. This year, the conference will be held at the blank downtown. Ben, that was very quick.
The auditorium.
The auditorium. Let's see if that works. This year, the conference will be held at the auditorium downtown. Way to go, Ben. Excellent. Okay, Jeffrey. Question number two could be yours. Smoking definitely has some blank side effects. Once again. Oh, Jeffrey, I saw that hand. Yes.
Inherent.
Inherent. Let's see. Smoking definitely has some inherent side effects. Excellent. Way to go. Friends, right now it's a tie. 1-1. Who is going to win? Let's find out. Last question. Kelly's blank in the film Treasure marked her as an actress. Kelly's blank in the film Treasure marked her as an actress. Is that a hand, Jeffrey? I think it might be. Okay.
Debut.
Debut. Kelly's debut in the film Treasure marked her as an actress. Well done, Jeffrey. You are our winner today. And Ben, thank you so much for playing. You get a high five,
yeah,
too.
Very welcome.
And friends, I know that you know or knew the correct answers. And we'll see you next time for the SE Challenge.
90 years ago today, as a small country music program made its radio debut, no one knew just how big it would become. Yet still today, the Grand Ole Opry is considered to be country music's most famous stage. Back in 1925, when it all started, local musicians were broadcast live on the show from Nashville, Tennessee. Some leaders in the area didn't like the show because they wanted a more cultured image for their town. But listeners could relate to the realistic themes that are inherent in country music. So the Grand Ole Opry's popularity continued to grow, and people even started stopping by to watch the performances. It didn't take long for the audiences to outgrow the radio station, so it moved. American families gathered around their radios on Saturday nights during the 1930s to listen to the broadcast, which was now 4 hours long. And as the audience continued to grow in Nashville, the show finally moved to Ryman Auditorium in 1943.
Thank you, Linda. Well, is the Ryman Auditorium still the home of the Grand Ole Opry?
Hey, Gabe, you're going to have to find out tomorrow. And you too, friends. So make sure you join us right here on
Studio Classroom. Goodbye.